The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Some bill's gonna kill my head. I got a bad case of loving you.
The doctor is in.
Oh, boy, do we need Dr. Batar? There's a virus hitting the Midwest. It could be the tip of the iceberg. We got Barack Ebola to talk about, all kinds of stuff. Dr. Rashid Batar, how are you, my friend?
I am doing very well, Robert. I was standing up and dancing to that little introduction. You know, just
kind of... yeah, we all groove to it. So we have loads of stuff to talk about. We were talking off the air earlier today about the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala that I went to. I got a couple of awards, which is really cool, but just inspired because I was able to connect with...
By the way, congratulations on that. That's not a light thing. You got to brush over it real fast. So congratulations are in order to make sure that everybody else that's listening to that recognizes that's a pretty big thing to get the only award that I know of for promoting the concepts of sovereignty and health freedom across the board, and that's the only award that I know of like that, and you were the recipient of it, so congratulations from all of us.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Like I said, if it helps us to outreach even further, and I think it will because the reach keeps growing, then I'm happy for it. And we're having great fun doing it. And I mentioned I got to interview some folks. I had Barbara Lowe Fisher on earlier today from the National Vaccine Information Center. Of course, one of the first doctors to be assaulted with, you know, Major League firearms they brought in was you know who we're talking about here, right? Jonathan Wright, exactly. Dr. Jonathan Wright was also awarded, and he's been at it for as long as any. But what I also commented about it, because there's a picture of me and him, and he was just cracking Joe. He makes me laugh. I'm thinking, here's a guy that has been just attacked viciously, like the Wakefields of the world, and you've been attacked over the years. And all of these guys, what they have in common is a wonderful sense of humor. You know, you like to laugh, and you look at life beyond just the attacks that are thrown your way to continue to do the right thing. And so I was really inspired by that. And we had a nice comment from a listener from Friday's show, and I wanted to read this to you because I think you'll appreciate it as well. And this comes from a guy named Steve. He says, Robert, on Friday's show in your discussion with Jonathan Emord, you mentioned that you didn't come here to give up. That reminds me of a saying floating around the Internet. In life, you have three choices: give up, give in, or give it all you've got. So I thought, you're a guy that gives it all he's got. So that's very appropriate why we hang out together.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert. And you know that I feel the same way about you and a lot of the people that seem to be either attracted to our energy field or that come together, Ty and you know all the different people that we've met together through the show, that I've met through the show. I think that would be a safe statement to make that all those people tend to give it all they got. So I think that's probably universally true with pretty much anything in life, and I think that statement is, you know, it's really appropriate, I think, to what we do, and even to the patients that come. You know, either they give up, but I mean, it's actually really, really true with the type of patients that come to my clinic. Mm-hmm. It's that latter category, that they give it all they got. That's what they want. They want the optimum health. They want to do whatever it takes to get to that level. They are not complacent. They don't look immediately for their reward right now. They're looking at the long-term benefit of what they institute into their lives and the steps that they do, the you know process that they go through, and it's an investment in their own health, in their own families, in their own lives, and that's not something that happens. You don't necessarily see the reward right away like you would with a quick fix of stopping at Taco Bell and getting gratification from getting you know whatever quick fast food that you want. It's something that happens over time. You don't exercise right now and then feel, well, you may hurt right immediately afterwards, but the benefits of exercise actually show up years later. Mm-hmm. And when people are becoming debilitated and you yourself at the same age or perhaps even older than your peer group are doing so much better, that's really when you start seeing the value of the investment that you made. So I think that giving it all you've got philosophy probably is universal among all people that come to us seeking our help. As a
right, right. You know, and last hour I had a race car driver, Roger Carter Racing, and he's going to be doing a thing, and he's was a big Ron Paul guy. He put Ron Paul all over his car during the years he was running, and he's now racing for the Constitution to educate people on that document, that if we would honor it and really protect it and defend it, we'd probably be doing a whole lot better. And so wherever your bliss is what I say. And I want everybody out there doing that, following their passion and also standing up for liberty, what is right, whether it be in the medical realm like you do, like I do, whether it be in the racing realm to do it, wherever it is, we need all of that happening. And that's why I think, yes, as you're right, we're gravitating, we're coming together in an event like that. It's just so inspiring. You're just smiling. You're just feeling it. And I think that's what I hope people feel from this show each and every day.
I think they do, Robert. I think that's probably pretty safe to make that assumption just based upon the comments that we get, you know, from different people that are listening to the show. And obviously, I'm only on with you one day a week, but you're doing this 6 days a week. So I think that it would be a very safe statement. I think Don would probably agree with me that you do inspire that and accomplish that mission.
Well, we're happy to do it, and doing it together today. Of course, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. If you're new to the show or new to our Monday edition with Dr. Rasha Bitar, he is the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Just click any of them. It'll take you right there. And, of course, if you miss a show, particularly when we get together, there's medicalrewind.com is an easy, quick access to plug into the knowledge, wisdom, and passion, you know, of Dr. Bitar and all that he does and we do together. So, Dr. Bitar, there's a lot of topics I wanted to hit with you today. One I mentioned earlier in the show about this virus. They call it a strange mystery virus, but it's not a mystery. It's an enterovirus. And they admit and acknowledge in the news reports that the healthy kids really not having much of a problem with it, but the chronically ill kids really coming down with it hard, getting hit hard, even some going into intensive care in hospitals. And I just wonder, could it be a coincidence that they're all going back to school and they're all getting vaccinated to go back to school at the same time, and the weakest among them are getting hammered by other things?
Yeah, I'd like to know the number of vaccines those individuals have received, the ones that are having this problem, the number of vaccines that those individuals have had within the last 12 months. And I would bet a large amount, if I was a betting person, mm-hmm. that the individuals that have had a higher frequency of vaccinations for whatever, whether it's the flu vaccine or, you know, Gardasil or whatever they've had, I would venture that that group that had more vaccines is a group that's more susceptible and that have the chronic diseases, that over their lifespan, if you look at them, they've actually had more exposure to vaccines, that probably their mothers had a higher amalgam load. They probably have amalgam fillings themselves. So mm-hmm. there's probably mm-hmm. a number of different factors that you could measure to show mm-hmm. the difference between that demographic and the group that is considered quote healthy and not having these types of problems.
But isn't that the study that's so scary they'll never do it? You know,
well,
because
they never will.
Yeah, I mean, because that's Kate asked this question, Dr. Bitar. She says, how many kids with autism, asthma, Asperger's, ADHD, et cetera, have never been vaccinated?
That's a really good question to ask. And actually, there was a study done looking at that in the Amish population, and they think they found like only 8 cases or something, and then they found out that those cases, every one of those kids had actually gone outside of the Amish community and gotten vaccines unbeknownst to the community itself.
Yeah,
and isn't that correct? You probably are more familiar with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And I can speak for my own children, and you could speak for yours. Of course, you have that history that got you started in this because of the vaccine injury to your son. But you know, my kids, I had the advantage of going into this knowing the danger, so we didn't subject them to that, and we did our level best to clean up our acts before we had them. But my kids don't have autism, asthma, Asperger's, ADHD. At least there's a sample of 2 right there anyway.
Right, and same thing with my youngest. Never had any vaccines, and it's not just our kids. There's many, many people. There's a whole community of individuals out there that never had vaccinations. The children have vaccinations, and they have no problems, and I don't think that's really the issue anymore. I think there's enough proof on that aspect. But when you start looking at these type of statements from the CDC, and to do a study like this to look at the exposure to toxicity, to look at the maternal amalgam loads, to look at the various vaccines that they've been exposed to throughout their life, it just makes too much sense to do a study like that. That's why they'll never do it. They're too busy doing studies like, you know, people that are morbidly obese tend to, studies that show that people that are morbidly obese eat more or something like that.
Yes. Well, we just covered a story last hour, Dr. Batar, some mad scientist who's been knighted in England wants to implant microchips into the brain of obese people to tell them to stop eating.
Yeah. It would be interesting to actually take a dog collar and put it around people and, you know, now, look, just so that we can, in case people are listening and, you know, they may have a weight problem themselves and they're thinking, well, that's not a very sensitive statement. You know, the bottom line is this. I actually just saw a video of myself about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and I could not believe how much more body fat I had on me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the tendency for most people, and I know this isn't a topic we're supposed to discuss, Robert, but I think it's, you know, worth bringing it up right now. People that are obese, they do tend to have some type of a metabolism disorder, and they've gone into that spiral. And so looking at the thyroid, looking at the level of toxicity, because it affects the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis and causes increase in cortisol. So the normal things that you would do to try to lose body fat aren't going to be as effective. But it actually comes down to a choice. It's a choice of exercise. It's a choice of what you eat. It's a choice of how much you eat. It's a choice of how frequently you eat, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a simple formula, energy in, energy out. As long as you're expending more energy than you're taking in, you're going to lose body fat, and that's the bottom line.
But, yeah, these metabolic deficiencies or disorders always related to some level of mineral imbalance, toxicity, all the things that we've discussed for many years together. But still, these scientists, research scientists, they don't look that way. They continue to say it's only a matter of the calories they can measure going in and the calories you burn, but they never reference the, let's say, the quality of the calories, what they're carrying with them, and how they impact that metabolism.
Yep, exactly. And there's other aspects, too. You can do certain things to upregulate that metabolism, and there are certain tricks to the trade that you can, you know, little tricks that you can pull out of your hat to help enhance that. But the bottom line is living a cleaner, healthier life, and that's not just what you're taking into your body, but it's also what you're exposing yourself to. It's, you know, what are you breathing in? What are you drinking in? What are you thinking? How are you thinking? Are you? It all comes down to how you live your life.
Exactly. And you want to clean up your act? No better way to learn how to do that than the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Check it out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'll ask Dr. Batar to also comment on ongoing revelations related to the CDC whistleblower story as well. Yeah, that's a big one. And it looks like Congressman Posey may have thousands, if not hundreds, but thousands of documents that have been leaked out of the CDC. So there is more to come on this story. Stick with us.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Remember that story from last hour about the microchip? Super Don tweeted it out. What do you say? Tweeted it out. Dude, I'm so not with the century.
Tweeted?
Tweeted it out. I mean,
tweeted. Okay.
You woofer it or did you tweeter it? Somebody on the Twitter handle, vaxademic.org, responded to that story about the brain-altering intelligent microchip to stop you from eating. And Dr. Batar, you'll like this. This guy says, seeing as how most Americans vote against their own best interests, they need to come up with a microchip to combat stupidity.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work, but good idea. So
this reminds me of that, the push to remove firearms from the general population because of all the so-called violent acts that have been committed, of which the vast majority, we can't even really confirm if they really occurred, if they were staged. I know people may think, again, I've lost my head if I think a lot of those things have been staged, but we know that many of them have been, and the rest of them are influenced by some of the pharmaceuticals. But remember that, I think I sent this to you on a private email, Robert, about the new study that they were doing that talked about that we should start to control the use of spoons because spoons cause obesity, and because
right.
people
yes.
can't be trusted with spoons, we should, you know, confiscate spoons and take those away from the general population as well.
Well, exactly. And so there are just, I don't know if megalomaniacs are the right terms, but I mean, there are humans that want to run other humans' lives. They're just put them in a condominium association somewhere and leave us all the hell alone. That's what I got to say. But there's good stuff happening. You know, we talk about awards for journalists, and I'm grateful, for Jonathan Emord. Ben Swan is a guy that should be getting lots of awards as well. He's been a great, great journalist out there, and he's doing good work. And he was able to confirm with Congressman Posey's office in Florida that they're now in possession of perhaps as many as 100,000 documents from the CDC whistleblower Bill Thompson. This is going to get very difficult, and we're not at all upset by this for the vaccine apologists, for those who have been trying to cover up this information for a long time.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. You know, the amount of time and the number of people that will be necessary to go through 100,000 documents. But my goodness, can you imagine what type of hidden pearls of information are hidden in that vast amount of paper? It's going to be pretty incredible to find out, but it may take some time to go through all that.
It's exactly what the spokesperson, George Sakala, has said from Posey's office. It's just going to take some time. I hope we get a lot of good people in there combing through it, because, you know, every day you wait, it means one more victim of, you know, this cover-up of a child, whether it be African-American or any other heritage background. And this is a, you know, this is a big issue for us. And, you know, I want to remind everybody, too, that when they try to frame the debate and call us anti-vaxxers, we're very much pro-immunity. In fact, we also acknowledge that there is a role and a goodness for interacting with these so-called microorganisms early in life. They strengthen our cells throughout life so that we don't become chronically ill and cancerous. And that's something not acknowledged by those who say vaccines are the greatest thing since sliced bread and fire.
Yeah, the vaccine itself, the concept of a vaccine, that's how nature intended us to become more resistant and for us to evolve as a species. But then we add the factor of man, and like the vast majority of things, when we add the factor of man screws it up. And it's pretty much evident anywhere on the planet. You look at ecosystems, you look at, you know, how a new city comes into being and all the natural flora gets thrown off, all the natural resources get contaminated or over-abused to the point that they're no longer available or abundant. Species become endangered. Ecological balance goes right off, you know, right down the toilet. We basically screw everything up. Whatever we touch, we screw up. And so if we can just understand the natural principle and get the hell out of the way, let these vaccine propagandists go to the join the same condominium association.
Yes.
And he actually said, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Yes. Yeah, no, let the scientists lead us. I mean, again, there's that worship of science. Liam Sheff has written about it extensively. You see it in official stories. And it's interesting. I'm watching the phraseology of those vaccine proponents, and they're starting to try and co-opt the language, because we've recognized that their cult-like devotion to vaccines is not rational, and that we, in fact, are for the immune system. We just have a different method to strengthen it rather than weaken and destroy it. And they don't like that. So they're trying to call us now cultists or religious, you know, phraseology to try and counter it. But it's not going to work. And we're here to counter that if we need to. In the meantime, we'll also laugh a little bit. We've got some more stories on the vaccine front we'll cover when we come back from this break. It is Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Buttar, drbuttar.com, and, of course, the9steps.com to get the book. All of those links are up. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for blasting around the world through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Buttar.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yes, we are. And you know who dishes out the truth really well? It's Dr. Batar, and we're together each Monday. And all over the world, in fact, medicalrewind.com, if you want to hear specifically these updates, the advanced medicine segments. Also, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, Epic Times now carrying the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, UK Health Radio rebroadcasting it over the pond. And, of course, our home base at GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. Dr. Batar, lots of stuff related to kids. Always when I see a story like this, it raises alarm bells, even if it's a subtle or slight increase, but I think it's significant here. Story about renal or kidney cancer and thyroid cancer. I don't know if they're related, but both of them appear to be on the increase in pediatric populations.
Not surprising at all. The renal system is one of two primary systems of detoxification, everything we take into our body. But the kidneys break down, obviously it's going to be the center of attention for stuff that's going through the vascular tree. So everything gets focused right there into the kidneys, has to get filtered. All the blood in your body gets filtered through the kidneys. So any type of toxicity that is in a state of mobilization, the kidneys are going to see it first. So that's not a surprise that kidney cancer is on the rise because the toxicity is on the rise. And thyroid, again, of all the endocrine glands, of all the endocrine system, you've got the pituitary, adrenal, hypothalamic, thyroid axis that's the most sensitive. And of all those, thyroid is the one that's the most susceptible to toxicity. And I'm not surprised at all to see thyroid being very high as far as incidence of cancer. So completely logical. And in fact, if you hadn't told me that and you were to ask me what two childhood cancers or what three childhood cancers would you suspect would be on the rise, I would have said thyroid, I would have said renal, and I would have said hepatic.
Interesting. You know, we talked to a guy last week from England, 63-year-old gentleman, very nice man who had liver cancer. He actually got on the list at NHS, believe it or not, and got a used liver. He survived. He got a new liver, so to speak. And he was on whatever they do for that, but he ended up having a recurrence of his liver cancer. And what was fascinating about the story is that he, you know, researched online and found out about Rick Simpson's oil and started using the cannabis oil. That was all he did when he rejected all the treatments from the regular docs, the oncologist. He said, I've already been through your method, didn't work. And he was on it, I don't know if it was a matter of weeks or months, it wasn't long, he started spitting things up, he thought it was blood, it turned out to be like dead cells. And he went back to the doctor, had it analyzed, he doesn't have liver cancer anymore. And he did this even though he's still on anti-rejection medicine, which they always do when you have a transplant. So it's fascinating to me, we've talked a little bit about that plant, but another story in terms of what we could do to look outside, as Ty says, the box in healing things that are supposedly unhealable.
Right, right. Robert, you know that link that you sent me, by the way, not to change the subject, but apparently on that link, this is the one that you sent me about the about Congressman Posey.
Yes.
While we were on the, right before this break, or before we got back on the air. Well, there's a comment from somebody on this blog on...
On the Ben Swan blog there?
Yeah, on Ben Swan's blog, there's a response over here and it says that there was a Pennsylvania federal judge who ruled in favor of whistleblowers who have accused Merck of lying about the efficacy of its mumps vaccine, currently only available in combo with the MMR. Now, is he talking about Thompson or is he talking about somebody else? Because I didn't know that Thompson actually accused Merck.
No, no, no. This is a, this, and you're bringing up a separate story that I haven't had time to dig into because of the weekend away, and that's something we're going to dive into this week and perhaps next week when we're back on together. I just wasn't prepared to cover it in depth. But indeed, there's a whistleblower scenario, but it's outside of the government. In this case, it's within Merck itself, and they did allow this lawsuit against Merck to go ahead. So it's different than somebody who's been injured by a vaccine who they say, no, you have to go through the Vaccine Injury Compensation Court. This is about people blowing the whistle on Merck's corruption and saying, I'm suing you guys directly, not because they have been injured, but because they say there is malfeasance. How do you say that word? But you know what I'm saying, a legal term going on.
Right. Yeah.
So that'll be something that'll be upcoming. We're going to be digging deeper on in the coming days for sure. But on the renal and thyroid, I was also thinking about background levels of radiation rising because of Fukushima, particularly in the Pacific Northwest or the West Coast of the United States, where there were some indications of increased infant mortality as well. I would have to say that, you know, if we see a generational decline as parents that don't understand this message that we have here about counteracting all of the toxins, including radiological toxins, because they even speculated in this article that one of the reasons maybe cancer is on the increase because of CT scans or radiation scans in children.
Yeah, yeah, that's another component, too, that we have to be aware of. So many of these diagnostic components, leave alone the therapeutic aspects, but just many of the diagnostics will significantly impact not only the thyroid and the adrenal axis and stuff, not just the thyroid and the kidneys, but all organs of detoxification and all endocrine organs, it'll affect the entire system. So there's so much that it can. You got to remember too, in children, these systems haven't fully matured yet. So some of them, like the gastrointestinal tract for the first year of life, isn't even able to carry on the normal functions that we take for granted for the alimentary tract. And certain other organ systems aren't fully matured. The kidneys, the liver, you know, there's they're still developing and maturing. And so when you start to assault these organ systems during the vital developmental time frame, you're going to actually have more of a damage than you would had those organ systems already been fully developed and then being exposed. Not that the exposure is any less or any greater. It's just that the time of exposure, based upon the level of development, can be even more damaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And we see this decline in health in a general sense as we're seeing a strange outbreak again in the Midwest related to what they're calling to the common enterovirus. But what's the mystery is why now, right? And that's a fair question to ask. We would just ask that they look deeper into their own interventions, medical speak of, that may be precipitating these outbreaks, the weakening of the species, where everything is looked at as, well, it's just a vaccine deficiency. Clearly, if we had the right vaccine at the right time, early enough, often enough, we would have the antibodies there to protect them. In the meantime, ignoring that they're decimating the very immune system and its functionality with their holy grail-like worship of this antibody.
Right. And, you know, again, this is where that debate comes in about the pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine. We've been labeled as anti-vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That antibody-antigen response is a natural response created by the ultimate engineer in order to safeguard ourselves. The antigen, or the foreign substance that acts as a hapten or as an antigen, this is a virus, a bacteria, whatever it is, something foreign that the body should not have, is not supposed to have, the body's immune system, as long as it's intact, recognizes it in response to it. And that is a natural response. And that's what the entire premise of the vaccination industry was developed on, is that you have something foreign, the body's natural ability to recognize it as foreign is kicked in, and it fights it. The problem isn't the antigen or the antibody-antigen reaction or the hapten response. That's not what the issue is. The issue is they put all this crap in with the foreign substance, which now suppresses the immune system, which is the very thing that we're dependent on for the body to react and respond to create the antibodies. And then we also add all these other adjuvants to the vaccine that causes a further burden on the immune system. And then we add toxicities to it that not only further suppress the immune system, but also prevent the body from responding the way it's supposed to and shuts down the normal metabolic processes or inhibits them or cripples them. And then that entire cascade in the way that they're doing this vaccine program, these vaccine programs, is what causes this incredible annihilation of the entire system, the neurological system, the musculoskeletal system. You know, everything gets shut down. Gut, everything gets ruined.
So, Dr. Bitar, we are not opposed to somehow safely stimulating an antibody response.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's not what we're in opposition to. I mean, it's the way they do it. It's just horrific. It's barbaric. And, you know, downright dangerous.
Robert, to say barbaric, it would be actually a very, if you just did it even the most primitive way, it wouldn't be barbaric. It's a very refined way that they're doing it, which by itself, it's not primitive. It's actually very advanced, but it's the advanced nature of what they're doing is what scares me, because it shows that the motivation is not accidental.
It's too
organized.
Refined barbarism, then.
Right.
Interesting. Jeffrey Jackson commented on this and related it to the Nuremberg principles, because he said the doctors and nurses could be the tipping point here if they just stopped and walked away. He says doctors and nurses that continue to inject patients should be held or could be held liable, according to the Nuremberg Principle 4, which clearly states the following. The fact that a person acted pursuant to order of his government or of a superior does not relieve him from responsibility under international law, provided a moral choice was in fact possible to him. The principle could be paraphrased as follows. It is not an acceptable excuse to say I was just following my superior's orders.
Well, and that's the thing. The doctors are going to say, well, you know, the studies were done, it was established, and I didn't know I was doing anything harmful. But, you know, that's even a moot point now, because every time you go into the airport, you go into the grocery food store, you go into a pharmacy, they're talking about getting your freaking flu shot, getting your vaccines. So they've taken the doctor or nurse out of the equation now, because you can get, if you can get a vaccine at a kiosk at an airport or while you're shopping groceries, they've already eliminated the doctor nurse filter now.
Interesting.
You know, in itself, that's very suspect. I mean, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, can you imagine when you were growing up, your parents taking you to the airport or the grocery food store to get a vaccine?
No, much less getting free film processing. But there's no film anymore anyway, so who cares? Actually, we'd do better because we could eat the film. It used to have silver in it.
That's right.
We've lost that, too. Oh, my goodness. By the way, again, modulating immunity is something we can do. There are a lot of ways that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Detoxification is critical. Dr. Batar and I have just covered so many things over the years we've done this together. So I encourage you to go back and listen to previous shows. Go to medicalrewind.com for direct access there. Also, there's loads more good stuff in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. So stick around. Dr. Batar is with me one more segment as we do some more advanced medicine on a myriad of topics to wrap it up here. And you can always call us, too. We got one more segment. You can reach us, 866-939-2355. Or go to robertscottbell.com. Back with Dr. Batar and more broadcast healing after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
All right, on the break, Dr. Bakar and I just discovered a major national security priority, and we've renamed it Bayonets for Ebola. Bayonets for Ebola. How and why, Dr. Bakar? Well, Barack Ebola has now said it could be a serious danger, this Ebola, if the U.S. doesn't act. What do you mean by act? And then suddenly it's a national security priority, the Ebola thing. And then there's another story Ben Swan covered a while back that you brought to my attention about how they're giving, like, police departments from the federal level bayonets and rocket and grenade launchers and tanks. And I don't know if one has to do with the other, except that if the American population remains ignorant of the true cause of disease, they can be convinced that Ebola really is a viral disease that has nothing to do with the terrain, nothing to do with mineral deficiency, selenium, etc.
Yeah, that's very true. They could be one and the same. You know, remember back in 2010, 2011, H1N1, the president was on national TV, had a where he addressed the nation, and there was a talk of the need to take the H1N1 vaccine, and they estimated that 20% of the U.S. population, or 60 million Americans, were going to die. And, of course, that's not what happened. And the reason it didn't happen was because people and mass protest refused to take the H1N1 vaccine. And, you know, we know what happened globally, how 98% of the Germans, for example, that were the German government was going to do it for free, and they had revolts there. They had revolts all over the world. Here in the United States, the nursing associations in New York City, actually in New York State and in Washington State, went all the way to the Supreme Court and won because they said that it was unconstitutional for them to be forced to take this H1N1 vaccine, which even the manufacturers agreed hadn't been fully researched before they were going to implement it. And I think that the people knew not to take it, enough people knew not to take it, that if they had actually taken it, if H1N1 vaccines had been widely disseminated the way that they wanted them to, I am certain that what the president had foretold would have come to fruition, and 60 million Americans would have died. I think this is another possibility, as you kind of laid out, it's another possibility that they're going to try to create this fear, the fear-mongering, and now they want to make sure that people are going to take the vaccine, then they'll mandate it, and they'll use police to enforce that. Is that possible? I think it's...
Well,
I
under a national emergency, understand the rule of necessity has no law. When they say it's a necessity, it's necessary, then, you know, the Constitution is suspended, all of that, because it's necessary. And people got to, you know, be very wary of that. When governments claim it's necessary, things like martial law occur. And because they're going to claim, well, it's a medical necessity, and you people don't know what we know because we're the doctors, we're the experts, you're just laypersons. This is the same argument that's used against parents who have watched their children slip away from them.
Right, and autism, that's exactly right. It's under the pretense of public safety that they will take the power and victimize those that are allow themselves to be victimized. And that's one of the reasons that's so important to understand how the system works, and not only your own body system, but how our political system works, and making sure that the apathy that we as a nation have shown and allowed ourselves to get to this point, that we do something proactive about it. I'm not talking about, you know, causing riots or anything like that. I'm talking about being aware and making sure that, like this whistleblower, for example, Dr. Thompson and some of these other people, the Merck whistleblowers, they're bringing it to light. So now that's taking away from the power of the government, the power of the big pharma, that they will use this information to try to control us. Now we're becoming more aware, and the information is widely being disseminated that no, the Buttars and the Robert Scott Bells and the rest of the people of the world, they're not the crazy loons. They're the ones that were, if anything, you know, knew a little too much. It's interesting that if you look at all revolutions, Robert, all the people that are remembered after the revolutions as heroes were actually considered traitors at the inception of the revolution.
Sure. Those that signed the Declaration of Independence and then the Constitution, and particularly the Declaration of Independence initially, were signing what they perceived to be their own death warrant because of they were considered traitors and now terrorists to the crown of England. And,
right.
You know, where is the courage of conviction in this day and age? As people cower in fear, as the doctors and nurses, as you said, also being pulled out of their hands, taken into the pharmacies, the airports and everything, because at some point the doctors and nurses will rebel when it becomes so obvious they can no longer hide it with all the drugs that they're taking just to go to sleep. That about wraps up another edition of Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Buttar. I appreciate you so much, and we've got lots more to talk about. We're out of time.
Well, Robert, I will see you next week.
Yeah, we'll be there. And remember, medicalrewind.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Tomorrow, Dr. Daniel Newsom will talk more detoxification. He's back from Ecuador. And juicing raw cannabis. You will not get high, but there's some benefits there as well. In the meantime, go get the 9 steps to keep the doctor away and tell your friends, just like I tell you, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all-natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.